CBS News. Emergency crews are at work in San Diego after what officials call the worst mid-air crash in U.S. history. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A Pacific Airlines shuttle flight was headed toward a landing at San Diego's airport in the area where a Cessna 172 was practicing instrument flights. A collision, explosion, a street of homes set ablaze, debris and bodies scattered everywhere. And now, as David Dow reports, the rescue effort.
A fleet of helicopters is ferrying supplies, workers, and police to this Catholic school, now converted to a first aid station and temporary morgue for victims of this morning's air tragedy. Classes have been recessed until Wednesday at the school, located a few blocks from the residential street where PSA Flight 182, with 136 persons aboard, crashed after a mid-air collision with a small private plane containing two persons. Authorities say there were no survivors. Witnesses say 14 to 16 homes erupted in flames as the PSA Boeing 727 airliner crashed. The casualty toll on the ground is not known. Emergency workers from throughout the San Diego area have been summoned to the scene to help out with the victims. David Dow, CBS News, San Diego.
There are now believed to be at least three people dead who were on the ground when the planes crashed. More news coming up.
Sears special purchase shirts are worth a special trip.
Take Sears long-sleeve 80-20 dress shirts at just $7.99. A perma-pressed blend of 80% polyester, 20% cotton adds up to total comfort. Special purchase shirts, though not reduced, are exceptional values. But quantities are limited. That's why...
they're worth a special trip.
Special purchase 80-20 shirts, just $7.99 at larger Sears men's stores. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
At the drugstore, they told me there's a powerful anti-itch drug I can buy without a doctor's prescription. Now I use Bicozine cream as directed. No more burning, embarrassing itching. No more scratching. Bicozine actually speeds healing. Bicozine cream. What a relief.
Find out why more women take X-Lax than any other laxative, tablet, or pill. Doctor-proven ingredient. For occasional constipation, use as directed. X-Lax.
Bridgeport, Connecticut teachers are out of jail and back in their classrooms, but in Dayton, Ohio, the arrest orders are out for another group of striking teachers. 2,200 Dayton teachers have been off their jobs for 3 weeks now, leaving 37,000 children that much behind the new school year. Many of the Dayton teachers, including French teacher Bob Brueggemann, are defying a court order to return to work.
Comes a time when you have to say to yourself, this is what I must do. The law is so set up that it does not give us the rights that other people to do for redress of what we think we need to be considered for.
Each teacher could be jailed for up to 10 days if the teachers continue to ignore the back-to-work order. From Egyptian President Sadat, word that his country's Vice President Hosni Mubarak is beginning today the direct contacts with Israel that will lead to negotiations for an Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty. Sadat says the negotiations themselves will begin as soon as the Israeli parliament decides whether to accept the Camp David Accords. In Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Begin told the Knesset that it must agree to dismantle Jewish settlements in the Sinai and accept a peace agreement with Egypt in what he called the supreme national interest. Knesset will probably vote on the agreements on Wednesday. His long Supreme Court battle against minority quotas successfully behind him, 38-year-old Alan Bakke began medical school today at the University of California at Davis. About 100 demonstrators were outside protesting, but Bakke told reporters only that he was very happy to be there. Another hike in the prime interest rate appears in view only a week after the previous one. First National Bank of Chicago and First Pennsylvania Bank, the 8th and 19th largest in the country, made the first move today, raising their primes by a quarter point to 9.75%. Now this.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, it relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure, and post-nasal drip. And it has added strength.
You mean added strength sign-off.
Exactly.
Added strength sign-off tablets give you pure pain reliever plus 50% more sinus drainer.
For sinus pressure.
Uh-huh. And twice as much sinus dryer.
Ah, for post-nasal drip.
Right. Plus that full dose of pure aspirin for sinus headache pain. Added strength sign-off helps sinus pain while you drain.
I like that.
You'll like this, too. Sign-off, once a day sinus spray. The fastest known form of sinus congestion relief. Works in seconds, yet lasts hours longer than the leading mist. Once a day, once a night does it.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F. Sinoff.
Added strength tablets and once-a-day sinus spray. The sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Look for that bright red box.
In New York, federal judge Constance Baker Motley has ruled that a female sports writer has just as much right to enter a baseball team's locker room after a game as her male colleague. The suit was brought by Melissa Lutke, a baseball reporter for Sports Illustrated, after baseball commissioner Bowie Kuhn and the New York Yankee management had barred her and other women reporters from the team's locker room after last year's World Series. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrials down a fraction, 0.26, the big board volume, about 20.5 million shares. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.